father of mine.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, guy.
How you doing, Sean?
Sorry that I'm late. I was talking about that news anchor that had a stroke on TV.
Yeah? How did it go?
She's okay. It was early enough that they got her to the hospital, and she's fine.
What happened?
Well,
he just had a stroke?
Yeah, you know how, like, it started to happen, and it was affecting her speech, and she couldn't, like, see. And then they recognized that there's something wrong, so they rushed her to the hospital.
I remember watching that. I was not making heads or tails out of it.
Well, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys boiling water in the teapot there?
Oh, yeah.
You can hear that all the way from the kitchen.
You hear it?
Yeah, you guys getting ready for the morning tea.
I'll tell you what. She screwed up and gave me
half a cup of coffee.
Wait, why?
That's all I drank.
That's all I made.
That's all she made, half a cup of coffee.
I just put enough water in.
You want? Oh, I bet you that was strong.
I told him
it was.
Not water, he wouldn't let me.
It was.
Yeah. Is that all you have, is just the one?
That's all I do.
Okay. Yeah, I bet
you. I had a half.
Well, maybe you'll start to like it and drink super strong coffee. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you what, I don't even know why I'm drinking the coffee. It don't do nothing for me.
No? Oh, my no. God. I got to have it every day. I mean, it would be bad if I missed my coffee. I'd have a headache, you know?
Well, I do, too. I like it. But then again, when it's not there, I don't care. You know why?
I like it so much that when I'm going to bed, I can't wait to get up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm a junkie.
Nah, I don't think I'm that addicted to it.
Yep. So... Hey, I missed you. I was up north. Too bad you couldn't come, but I'll see you very soon. I know we're going to go up at the end of September into October, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be there.
Yep. Of course I am.
Okay. This is good. This is really good. So I've got a number of people that have sent along questions. Would you like to...
Yeah, I missed them.
Yeah, I know, because you had you were without power last week, but now it's back, obviously. My God. So here you go. Are you ready?
I sure am.
All right. Kenny wants to know, because I think Kenny here in Tennessee is smitten. Like, he thinks he's falling in love with a lady. Okay?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right on. I mean, I tell you what, he wrote, in general, how long would you say it takes to fall in love?
Oh boy!
And I
don't think you can put any time on that.
I don't either. I think it can be a minute.
It just happens, and you just go bananas, and that's it.
Right. And you just get okay. Let me put this. Let me write this down. It just happens, and you go bananas.
Now, I had a thought that it just left my brain for some reason or other. Now, I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
You meet someone and you just instantly fall in love, right?
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know?
And there's nothing wrong with that, except that you got to search your mind of what triggered you to love this person.
Yeah, I mean, so maybe you can feel that way, but maybe you kind of keep it on the down low, and then you get to know them a little more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm trying to think, when you saw this person and fell in love with it, with the person, with her,
yeah.
What's the sense of analyzing it?
I don't know. I think maybe this might be a question... I have a feeling that Kenny here is taking the long way around to tell this young lady that he loves her. I think that's what he's doing. I think he wants to just come out and say it, but he's doing it this way. He wants to talk to you about it.
Well, actually, if you're in love with her, is he in love with her?
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Why wait?
You mean just go ahead and start your life?
I agree. Hey,
yeah, say that's
here
right.
I am.
That's it. You know, let's.
What do you think of me?
Pedal to the metal. Let's get married and start having kids. And Kenny probably.
Well, having kids is not the point. You know, it's just you just fall in love.
Yeah.
Get married if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. How long did it take you to fall in love with Joanne? Do you recall?
Almost no time.
So you met her at the bar, and then she didn't want anything to do with you, but eventually she let you talk to her, and then, like, the first day, did you say, I love you?
I really don't remember.
Joanne, do you recall?
What did I do, Joanne?
You took me out to dinner, bought me a lighter.
I took her to dinner, bought her a nice, expensive lighter, because she's a smoker.
A lighter? You bought her a lighter?
I bought her a lighter, very expensive.
And a birthday cake, it wasn't my birthday.
And a birthday cake at the restaurant?
Yeah.
I took her to the restaurant.
I thought you were a Looney Tune.
And she thought I was a Looney Tune.
Yeah, happy birthday, here's a lighter and a cake?
Yeah, and then a cake.
Was it
at the restaurant?
Was this like a Zippo lighter?
Yeah, a really expensive
gold colored lighter, and he had it inscribed.
Did you hear that?
Oh,
it inscribed.
Oh, so it had like her initials on it.
That was our first date.
That first date, I gave her a gift.
Hey, I really like.
Remember this thing, but she's got good memory.
I really like this dinner, and I like you. Please accept this cigarette lighter.
Yeah, and we both smoked.
So you guys sat there and had cigarettes.
No, a birthday cake was the.
And a birthday cake.
So you got cake in one hand and cigarettes in the other hand.
The waiter served it.
Oh, okay. So you're eating cake, you're smoking cigarettes lit by the new lighter. Wow.
There you go.
Wow. Okay. Was this a large lighter, Joanne, or was it smallish?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was a long swim lighter.
Aha. It's a ladies.
Full color.
Right. Now, do you still have the lighter?
I do, and then I went and bought him one after I fell in love with him.
Oh, wow. And then that's really romantic. And did you have it engraved?
Yes, I did.
Does it say, like, Macho Man on it or something?
No, it says forever.
Oh, wow, forever. Or
she remembers all these things.
It can be forever. Let's go smoke some cigarettes and take years off our life.
Right. There you go.
We quit smoking, but we still got the lighters.
Thank God. Do you remember what type of cigarettes you guys smoked?
No.
They were long, thin ones, I know, but I don't remember the name.
Oh, wow. Dad, I got a picture of you when you were sitting at your desk at the insurance agency.
Yeah, I remember that picture.
With a cigarette in your hand, and there's people sitting around you, and
Yeah, I used to smoke in my office.
That was a different world, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I was actually, when I was with, I think it was Life of Virginia, wasn't it? Yeah. I was the initiator of making a couple, three other people quit smoking.
Oh, you were like...
I was very strong and adamant about non-smoking.
Finally, you came around and said, hey, if we don't stop this, we're going to die.
Yeah. You know, the secretary that I had way up there in the front of the office was a smoker. When I quit smoking, I used to go hit a conversation at her desk while she was smoking. I did that so that I could suck in the smoke cigarette.
Smoke. Yeah. So you're like...
And she said, finally, Ruben, I know what you're doing. What are you doing here? So what's that? So you just want to just fuck up on some of the smoke signal.
Oh, my God.
I'm sending up to you.
Yeah, you know what? I have never heard someone seeking out secondhand smoke before.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, listen, when you're an addict, you just do anything in the world you can do to take care of your problem.
So you and Joanne are, like, going out, and you say, well, hey, where do you want to go? I don't know, someplace where they have a smoking section.
No, they had it everywhere.
We smoked everywhere.
Wow. Okay. Well, I can't wait to get it. Now, do you have, she still has her lighter. Do you still have your lighter? Oh, okay. I want to get a picture of those next time I see you guys over there.
You have my lighter, Joanne?
You have it.
I have it?
Yeah, it's up on your dresser.
It's on my dresser. I don't even remember that.
Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been to the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. All right, very good. Next question. Let's see here. Sorry, I lost it. I had it and then I lost it. Isn't that the way it is?
Sound like me?
Yeah, pretty much. Nathan, he writes, "Dear Meathead, I have to move a flower bed. What's the best way to save the flowers that I take from the ground? Like, I'm guessing these are the kind of flowers that come back every year."
You know,
like whatever they are, it doesn't matter. But he has to move the whole flower bed. He wants to move the flowers. What do you recommend he does, Dad? What should his technique be?
First of all, what is a flower bed? Oh, I mean, a whole lot of flowers, is that it?
Yeah, like if you were to walk out on your porch, right, and you see.
Yeah, I got it. This is in the dirt outside of the house.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be inside.
Well, okay, I thought it was in a big pen or something.
No, this is outside.
You got to start digging around it pretty big.
Okay.
And go as far as you can dig. To get
the... No, he's saying for the winter.
Man. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's...
You're talking about save it for the winter? Is that what it is?
No, I think he just is using... He wants the flowers to come out of the ground in a different area of the yard.
Different area, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got to dig around it and dig as deep as you can so you can miss the roots. You got to go deep.
Okay, go deep and like...
Go deep, past the roots... Then that's easy to take it out.
Yeah.
And then actually to plant it is no big deal.
Yeah, just dig a hole, throw it in the ground.
Dig it back up somewhere else and put it in.
Yeah, that's it. That should just a little.
That's the best way to preserve that.
Little extra care.
Yeah, hey, if it's something you really love, you gotta be cautious that you don't, while you're digging, you don't cut the roots of it, you know, with a shovel.
Yep, you gotta be careful. Okay, very good. Let's see here. If you could have a winter vacation home anywhere in the world, where would it be?
But your answer is San Diego.
Oh, my God. I love San Diego.
That's great. But I have some memory that I want to bring it back to the surface. I really like to go back to where I was born.
Oh, Lord.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I really like to see what it is.
For a vacation home?
I just go to visit.
Yeah,
see
you just
what,
go
what
visit.
All about.
Yeah, hey, let's go have a good time watching people hanging from bridges.
Well, no, not really. My house was a pretty big house directly across this police department.
Yeah.
And they would come to our house to borrow silverware plates and all that anytime they get some character visiting them, the police department. They borrow our silverware and all that so they can serve them something.
They would?
So we were buddy-buddies to all of those cops.
So the chief of police would be like, hey, the Ayatollah's coming over. Go across the street to Rubens.
Get some of the plates and all that. Yeah.
Go to Rubens and get some plates and silverware.
Absolutely. We were there for them. And then they have
weird.
I'm trying to find the right word. The police officers always... with a weapon and all that at the front gate of the police department.
Yep. So they got weapons, but they don't have plates and knives?
No, they don't. They have no knives, nothing.
What a weird police department, you know?
Well, I tell you, they were not there to serve anybody. And then all of the people that would show up would be all Americans.
You know what you should do is you should take a trip, a vacation back to the police
That's
department.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, and bring some Dixie cups and some styrofoam plates and some plasticware.
And then our water that we were served, we fill up all the huge swimming pool in our yard. The water would trickle through the police department into our our lot, you know, and then from our lot goes to the next house.
Wow. Now,
this is how it is.
So basically, if you want a drink, you just scoop out of the...
Oh, this is not a drinking water.
No, okay.
Oh, it's crap water.
Wait. So the cops got to get plates, but they'll send you some water.
Yeah, this was not a bad water, but it's coming out from the mountains, and then it's just got its way out all the way to the city.
Were your police wearing, like, loincloths and throwing spears?
No. A military uniform.
Okay. All right, I just had something else pictured in my mind. It seems pretty backwards, you know?
Oh, the cop is out there with a rifle on his shoulder 1 hour at a time. He'd go, and then another cop come in and take
place.
Now,
I've heard you talk very fondly about these police officers over the years. And
they're good guys.
Yeah, so you can go back and see what it's like. So it's kind of like nostalgic. You want to go back and see what it was like in the old country.
Yeah. Man, I have history there that's just worth seeing it, you know?
Yeah, I know it. I mean, I've heard all those stories. I want to see where you kicked the guy off the bridge and, you know.
Oh, boy.
The guy had tried to...
And I had 10 friends, all military friends.
Yep.
And then we had a place called Top of the Rocks.
Yep.
We all gather up over there every so often and chit-chat, talk, and all that. And, I mean, these guys were actual military guys.
Oh, yeah.
And here I was a young kid.
Yeah, I know it.
I'm at the tip of my fingers.
Why did they like you so much? What did you...
I don't know. It's my great personality.
So this 13-year-old kid, not an Iranian.
Are you?
And these are all Iranian cops. And they're just like, hey, man, be extra kind to the kid with the plates.
I don't know what they say, but they would not mess around with me.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we got to protect this kid. He's got silverware and he's got plates.
No, those guys were not involved with the silverware and all that. We just get together and sit, they call it Top of the Rocks.
Yep, and sing.
Hey, sit around there and chit-chat.
Didn't you sing up there? Didn't you sing up there?
The singing was a different situation. The singing was me and one other guy who called, what the heck was his name? I don't know. But he had good clothing. Good jackets, good coats, and all that. Occasionally, when I want to do something fancy, I'd borrow one of his coats. Cara Dune, his name.
What is it? Cara Dune?
No, with the F, letter F.
Fairy Dune.
Wow. So you and Fairy Dune was a fancy dresser.
He was a wealthy kid.
Okay.
And he to go to his home, he'd have to pass in front of our house all the time. And every night that he would pass, and I had taught him in English, and I don't know how I learned, to sing the song again.
Again, yes, I remember you describing that.
He would whistle anytime, late at night, he'd be going by my house, he'd be whistling it.
So you and your friend Fairy would go sing together.
Yeah. We go on top of the hill and sing that again.
Gotcha. I love it. I love it so much.
It was a great childhood, I'm telling you.
I know. I can see why you want to go back. I mean, you got deep roots.
I just want to see. I don't remember anybody there, but and then the women would come down the hill. They lived on the hill. They all called something called chador, which is a big robe they wear, cover their faces. You can't see their faces.
Right, right. It's a very strict Muslim nation.
Yeah, they go all by in front of our house.
So the women would be like, they would just travel from house to house, maybe stop, get some silverware, and then...
No, not the women.
No.
It's the police department.
All right. Dad, this has been great. You've given us a lot of great moments on this episode of Dear Meathead. Everybody loves you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I'm looking back. We learned about the lighters that you guys gave each other, the engraved lighters, so you could sit around and have cake and smoke cigarettes. wanting to go back to Iran, singing with your pal Fairy Dune.
Yeah.
And when it comes to falling in love, it just happens and you go bananas.
There you go. You got it all.
Hey, we love you.
Love you too, honey. I'm glad you're back home. And go cut that tree there.
Oh, the big tree I was telling you about. You're not going to believe this thing.
Where is that?
You know where you used to throw garbage?
Wait a minute, I don't remember it.
Used to bury garbage in the back.
Over the road?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
By the way, I'm still finding garbage back there.
Wow. How long is that tree?
Oh, my God. It's got to be 80 feet at least. Maybe 100. It's huge.
Is that by the road that you drive through?
No, you got to go back into the woods about...
Oh, in the woods?
Yeah, about 70...
Is that on your property?
It is on my property, but it's about 70 yards in. It's
Holy
nuts.
Holy cow.
This thing is huge. This is firewood for 3 summers.
All right, now listen. Now, picture driving towards your property that you turn right goes into your property.
Correct.
Where, describe from that.
Okay, so you go down that road, and you know where the fire pit is?
Yeah.
You're looking at the fire pit to the right of it. So behind where, like, Marquis puts his trailer.
Okay, oh, wow. That's not your land, is it?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
All right, well, I love you guys.
Oh, I love you too. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad I'm back. And,
yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Joanne and Dad, I love you very much. So does everybody else.
All right. She left. She's going out to get some coffee or something.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the day and say hello to your sweetheart.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And the cat's in the cradle.